5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
That's right. Every day is a new day. Lock it up. You got it tuned in and locked in to your boy Roy SRQ Talk. Veterans Day, bitch. 11/11/2020. It's a hump day. It's another day to spend 1 hour of your 24 that's given in the day with your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. Tons of news. It's all about Hurricane Eta, Category 1. Like to start off the show by celebrating Veterans Day. Occurs on November 11th every year in the United States in honor of the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918 that signaled the end of World War I, known as Armistice Day. Lock it up. Keeping you in the know Monday through Friday. We broadcast 1 hour a day, and you are locked into Season 2, Episode 22. Today's show brought to you by our good people at SRQTshirts.com. They're a statement t-shirt company, a local company online here in Sarasota. That's why they're called SRQTshirts.com. A friend of the show, go browse their website, and we're more than sure that you're going to like one of their t-shirts. Their statement, they're local inspired. There's Siesta Key, Sarasota, there's Tampa shirts, there's Miami, the 305 locking it up. Go give them a browse, and if you proceed to check out, go ahead and use SRQ Talk in the promo code, and your boy Roy is giving you 10% off on your total purchase. www.srqtshirts.com sponsors the show today. I'd like to welcome, we have 11 countries, 12 with the great US of A here, and I'd like to welcome all my international countries. Your boy Roy is not only blowing up domestically here in Florida, Ohio, everything's big in Texas, including my numbers. Virginia is also locking it up, baby, and we appreciate that. And another day, it's hump day Wednesday here, man, and it is raining big time, okay? Not only that, noon Wednesday update, winds increasing, heavy rain continues. As of noon, 2.11 inches of rain have been recorded at the SRQ airport. Heavy rains will continue through this evening. Eta is now a Category 1 hurricane today with maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Wind and rain will increase intensity through the day and peak of the night. Keeping you in the know, SRQ Talk. We like for our audience, our very large audience, to participate in the show. Drop me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com. Better yet, let your voice be heard like you heard it on the 2020 elections and you voted in Joe Biden as the 46th president of this country. You had your voice heard there. Let us hear it at srqtalk.com. Hit the message button and you're off to the races. If it's any good, your boy Roy's going to make you SRQ Talk famous here and play it on the air. Coastal areas will see stronger winds than inland parts of Sarasota and Manatee counties. Storm surge of 2 to 4 feet are also possible, okay, with a peak near high tide, which is 9:38 p.m. tonight. And tornado watch is also in effect until 5 p.m. with a threat of isolated tornado activities. As the storm gets closer, the radar indicating tornado was reported right around noon. Okay, bands of heavy rain are still possible Thursday morning, tomorrow morning, and then conditions will dry out as the storm moves farther north. By Thursday afternoon, rain totals of 3 to 6 inches are possible by the end of the storm Thursday, with some locally heavier amounts. A flash flood watch is also in effect. Landfall could occur midday Thursday, well north of Tampa, on the current track. So there you go, keeping you in the know. There's a lot of news tonight. A lot of news here. Let's go right to it because we only have 30 minutes on this side of the show. We usually do all sports on the second side because of ETA. We're doing all local news, Florida news. And if we got to, we'll do international news to cater to my 11 countries. Obviously, the U.S. Coast Guard Station Cortez is urging to avoid using the damn waterways. Don't be a damn idiot, man. Go out there in the middle of a hurricane, one man. Tampa International Airport is also to suspend services due to ETA. The Tampa International Airport will suspend all operations beginning at 3 p.m. On today, Wednesday, November 11th, Veterans Day, due to Hurricane ETA, which continues to threat the Tampa Bay region with strong damn winds. My numbers in Tampa, yeah, garbage, you know, just like the weather out there today. Manatee County officials have issued a voluntary evacuation for residents in the great Anna Maria Island. You heard, Anna Maria? It's on a volunteer basis now, man. The water gets pretty high over there. They're causing about 3 to 6 feet in water, man. Unless you're a great swimmer, Anna Maria, I would get the hell out, okay? Manatee County emergency officials have issued a volunteer evacuation notice for residents of Anna Maria Island and other low-lying, flood-prone areas. There you go. Your boy Roy keeping you in the know, man. You have no problem finding the show, but we broadcast live every day from our great people here at Anchor Broadcast, but we can always be heard at Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya, Listen Notes, anywhere you get your podcast, your boy Roy's going to be in there by putting SRQ Talk Show. There you go, Veterans Day. Our salute to every veteran that has given me the right to broadcast on this podcast and blow it up like I am. Hey, Pinellas County, you're blowing up, man. Not only on my numbers, but the weather's off the chain out there. To all my good people over the Skyway Bridge, obviously that is closed due to high winds. The Sunshine Skyway Bridge has been closed due to high wind conditions from Hurricane ETA. Please find an alternative route if possible to avoid traveling in this damn weather. And what your boy Roy is going to recommend is just stay the damn home, man. Just stay home, man. You don't need to go out there, man, and complicate things. And the city of Venice, they damn shut down, man. City of Venice announces closures due to the weather. The city of Venice will reopen the facilities once conditions improve, as determined by the city. And Busch Gardens, you're closed as well. The 335-acre African-themed animal theme park is closed due to the weather. Also, Sarasota County schools are also dismissing 2 hours earlier. So you're going to get your little shits back at home if they're not home already and just doing homeschooling. If they're going to a damn brick and mortar, 2 hours earlier, they'll be getting out. So I'm sure you'll be getting 2 hours earlier out of work. Yeah, don't lie to me. I know you're going to use that as an excuse, man. You guys got to go pick up the kids. Not every kid is jumping on the bus. You know what I'm saying? And hey, sandbags, they're available at the city residence at Public Works Annex and Dan Bradenton, where my numbers are horrible. So no one's going to be here. So Parrish and Palmetto, which the numbers are pretty decent out there. I mean, decent enough for any kind of numbers in Manatee County. Go ahead and tell your damn Bradenton neighbors there that there's sandbags available. Okay, sandbag distribution will be limited to 10 bags per car and a valid ID to determine that you live in the damn area. There you go. Your boy Roy keeping you in the know. About 10 minutes in because your time flies here with your boy Roy. Yesterday's games, locks of the day, only 1 out of 3, man. Mediocre to say the least, man. We're about at 52%. We're trying to get in to where we can be at least socially acceptable in the gambling community, which is about 55% and over. And those college games, we thought we were going to hit 3 out of 3. No, we didn't. We only hit 1 out of 3. Kent State, way to cover the 20.5. And we knew that 27.5 in that Ohio-Akron game was just damn too much, man. We should have seen that one coming, man. We got all fixed up. You know why? Because my numbers are so damn off the chain in Ohio. Okay, the number 2 state that listens to your boy Roy in record numbers here in the United States, because we have 12 countries, 11 internationally, and in the U.S. being the 12th. So, you know, we got caught up in the whole nostalgia of damn Ohio's numbers going through the roof there in Columbus. So we went with not the damn Buckeyes, okay? This was just plain old Ohio, okay? Not the University. I guess the University of damn Ohio, man. I don't know how you call it out there, all right? But they were playing against Akron, and all I kept on thinking is damn LeBron James comes from Akron. As late as 27.5, but then they're mannequins, man. They're football players, and it's in-state rivalry probably that we don't know about, you know? So they amped it up, man, and they still lost their ass 24-10, but, man, they didn't cover the 27.5, man. I don't know. That line was fat, and that line went up too. So we were, like, just trying to read between the lines going by the book there. When the line starts at 24.5, it just keeps on going up to 20. I mean, they want you to take Akron, man. And I guess Vegas lost that one, man, because honestly, I'm the only idiot, I think, that laid the 27.5. But we're keeping our eye on the time. We only get 30 minutes on this time. But we do have a lot of local news here. As you can see, I just rattled off some of them there. And let me see. And there's a couple of other stories here. But the big story is Etta, man. Do the right thing. You know, you're talking to Mac Daddy. It's your boy Roy here, man. I lived in the dirty 305 down south. I'm a survivor of Hurricane Andrew, okay, that hit Category 5 levels, okay? It was like a damn freight train coming through my living room, okay? You know there's something wrong when you got dad, mom, your 2 sisters, your brother-in-law, a newborn, and a dog all in the center bathroom with no lights on and a damn candle. Who are we listening to? Damn Norcross, man. Whatever happened to Norcross, man? That guy was Mac Daddy. We had, I think that's what it is. We had like an AM radio because at that moment, the electricity didn't go out. Now, just to prevent those things, they cut the electricity, whether it's going to hit or not. Sometimes the city will cut it down, but not then, man. That was live and learn back then. That's when everybody were getting checks written. FEMA got blown up that day with checks. And that was actually, a lot of rules came into effect and regulations on how FEMA operates. Because that was just a disaster, man. And they never told you really how many numbers, because that thing ripped right through Homestead in Florida City is, it's immensely populated, by migrant workers, the damn Mexicans. Let me see where Mexico is in the ratings here. In the international, is he talking about his numbers again? Whatever. Yep. It's the big, purple elephant in the room. That's why we're going to talk about the numbers. And frankly, with these kind of numbers, Roy talks about what he wants, man. I told you I ripped the shackles off in May. And it's a wet one here, man. It's gloomy. It's dark. It's gust and all kinds of crap here going on here. And in with all that, it's still damn paradise. Sarasota, I see you there holding a third place. But yeah, Mexico, this is how it rounds out. So of course, it's Roy's Rowdy's Rebels leading the pack there. The UK representing not only from England, but from Wales. And then all of a sudden, the damn Arabic community of Qatar in Western Asia there tuning in and shooting up. And, you know, not, you know, all these numbers are more than just one person. I mean, these are more than 1%. These are between 5 and 4%, which is huge numbers internationally. And there we go, Mexico. Buenas tardes, Mexico. Mexico is still celebrating that damn Joe Biden's going to be the 46th president. Knock the wall down, not building. He's going to knock it down, man. Let all you Mexicans in. Mexico is leading 3 there. And yeah, in Homestead, Florida City, man, a lot of Mexicans there, a lot of undocumented Mexicans back in 92 there with Andrew. So there was a lot of cases, and I know people, officers, people that worked for the city, volunteers, all kinds of people that were in that Homestead, Florida City. That's where the actually the Air Force had a base out there. I'm telling you, a lot of missing Mexicans, man. Really, honestly, that was a dark time for Miami, but it did bring the city together. And a lot of rules and regulations and things like that on how they handled catastrophe, basically. That was one of the biggest catastrophes this country has ever seen, natural catastrophes anyway. But anyway, Germany rounds right behind Mexico there in the ratings. Turkey, and I told you, my mother loves your damn soap operas. Turkey apparently has great Spanish soap operas, according to mom. Ireland, which is the number one international country to ever opt into your boy Roy. We got Singapore, Colombia. I love me some Colombia, baby. And then, of course, the motherland of Spain, one of the biggest countries on planet Earth. Italia is our recent country. Pomponello, Vicatore, Palatagliano. That's your Italia, baby. Opting in. I told you, man. What's a World Cup team without Italy, right? And without the damn Netherlands. Netherlands is also there. But they're on the bottom there. Netherlands has fewer listeners than all those other countries. And again, the UK being number one. And in the United States, over 60% between Florida and damn Ohio. Okay, third place there is where the Emerald City of Seattle lies in damn Washington State, home of Russell Wilson. And then everything's big in Texas, I always tell you, and Texas is locking it up behind Virginia, Georgia, and then we got Jersey. Jersey doesn't want to opt in because we've gone to 52%, and we can't blame them, man. And then we have where I was born in New York. They don't want to opt in either, man. They have no interest to it. They're too cool in New York, man. And then we got Cali laid back in Mountain View. I know, and Mountain View and Delano locking it up. I mean, I'm sorry. Delano locking it up. That's right, baby. And we round out with Nebraska, of all places, locking it up. Nebraska, Lincoln, Oregon, and Michigan for the great people of Dearborn, maybe locking it up. There you go. That's my little shout-outs. Let me see. We're going to go a whole hour today. Let me see what else we have in the home front there that we can talk to you about besides this damn ETA. ETA, man, it's reaching Hurricane 1, man. And, you know, they never predict these things correctly. These little spaghetti models and all this. Truth of the matter is they have no clue, man. No clue what's going on, where it's going to hit. This thing was supposed to hit Panama City. Then it goes to Louisiana. And then it was going to hit Sarasota. And then nobody knows, man. And now it's in damn northern Tampa. It's going to hit supposedly land. It's going to landfall there in about Thursday afternoon there. And let me see what else. The COVID numbers. Do you really want to know about damn COVID? Really? I mean, we're all amped up here on the ETA, and you guys want to bring down the damn show, okay? And talk about the damn. It was 58 game overs. Okay, 58 more deaths, man. And I'll tell you, one death is bad enough, right? But if you're used to seeing 180. 140 all throughout the summer. You know what? 58 is not that bad, man. 58 is 58 lives, okay? When I say it's not that bad, guess what? Because my, it wasn't one of my 58 of my people, you know what I'm saying? So it's easy for me to say, you know, we feel bad, man, but 58 is better than 181 and all that other crap that we were dealing with, you know, in the thick of it, in the summer times, July, August, and September. It was just horrible, man. But there's plenty of news. The schools are letting out early. What else can we tell you, man? It's increasing. The heavy rains, and it's just going to get worse as the day progresses here. And there's flooding in damn Lido Beach, man. Get the hell out, dude. Anywhere. Ever since I went to the Key West, I realized how close, you know, some of these little islands are to the water. They're on top of the damn water, man. I mean, they, you know, some of these places, they ain't got no dam like in Louisiana, like a wall, even though those the hurricanes blow through those things too. But it's up to our Hurricane One, man. Nothing to, you know, shy about. If you live in a can in a mobile damn home trailer park, you better get the hell out, man. And there's plenty of them in this area. Yeah, Sarasota police is showing footage of Lido, man. Even on a regular rainstorm here, you know, just a little drizzle, there's some streets that flood. I can't imagine. It hasn't stopped raining, and we're not used to that. There was a homicide investigation here in Charlotte County. Is this the one that we reported on? Yeah, this is the one. Let's get an update on this because we bring everybody in Florida to the front of the line on news. It's my number one listen to state that listens to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. A homicide investigation is underway in Englewood after a person was found deceased, man. A Charlotte County Sheriff's Office has been on the scene at a residence on Turner Street. Yep, this is the one, man, that we reported the other day on Turner Street. Since the early morning hours of November 9, 2020, this incident began as a possible home invasion burglary, leaving two deceased. The death has been ruled a homicide. Okay, Charlotte County Sheriff officials were dispatched to a residence on Turner Street, like your boy Roy reported a couple of days ago, just after 5 a.m. on November 9th. If you have information, the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office asked that you contact the Sheriff's Office at 941-639-0013 or anonymously rat them out at the mobile app. Major crime detectives continue to work diligently and appreciate the public's patience with the release of the information. There is no threat to the community, and this was an isolated incident. Keeping you in the know, local, fresh, worldwide podcast taking it by storm, just like this, no pun intended. Yeah, lock it up, man. Going bonkers here at home, man. There's nowhere to go. Stay home if you're in paradise here, because even when it rains and storms, it's this still damn paradise on this side. But we're going to continue with the news here throughout the day on Hurricane Eta upgraded to 75 miles per hour, and that makes it a Hurricane One for you that are not in the know. We normally don't get hurricanes this late in November, but that's why hurricane season is from June 1st till November 30th. Yeah, we told you about Busch Gardens. We told you about the sandbags being distributed there in Manatee County. Also in Manatee County, school board votes to keep masks in school. Okay, the Manatee County School Board unanimously voted to keep masks in schools on Tuesday, November 10, 2020. Approval of amendment to policy 8450, control of casual contact communicable disease and activation, section B, was an agenda item for Tuesday's school board meeting. The agenda item addressed changes in the amendment, mask wearing in schools, and possible mask breaks for students. Following the vote, students and faculty will continue to wear masks in school. Keeping you in the know there. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Interact with me, man. Drop me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com. Drop me a voicemail. Let your voice be damn heard, man, on this blow-up podcast, srqtalk.com. Click the message button and you're off to the races, man. We're going to wrap it up on this this part of the 30-minute of the one-hour show. We like to salute to all our veterans. I really do thank you, man. I know people tell you guys that all the time. Oh, thanks for your service. These are people that just want to be cool, man. Your boy Roy, it's from the heart, man. Thank you for allowing me to be free, man. Honestly, sacrificing not only your time, but sacrificing your limbs and your body and away from your family. Veterans, lock it up, man. And I gave you what it means, okay? Veterans Day occurs on November 11th every year in the United States in honor of the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918 that signaled the end of World War One, bitch. Keeping you in the know. Go Google it. Go avatar it if you don't believe me. Much more news coming up. We will touch up a little bit on sports. We'll go over our damn 52% showing there. We will try to get you a couple of games. I believe there's a couple of games. Maybe we can bounce back and get off the schneid. We're not quitters here. We're going to keep rolling just like this show. It's season 2, episode, what is it, man? I don't even know my own episodes, man. How many episodes do we have? We have, this is episode 22, man. Lock it up. Lock it up, man. Thank you for spending a 1 hour of your day. You just spent 30 minutes because this side of it is done. Stay with me for the second half. We will continue to watch Hurricane Eta, category 1 now here. And it's predicted to, right now, they're saying that it's going to hit landfall maybe Thursday afternoon in northern Tampa. We'll get a little bit more specific. We'll talk about more about sports, life, Eta, next. Every day's a new one. You're back locked in with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, into the second half of the show, the latter 30 minutes of the 1 hour show that we present to you here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Just happens to be our hump day of edition here, season 2, episode 22, Veterans Day, baby. Happy Veterans Day to all the men and women that allow your boy Roy to broadcast live freely here in the U.S. of A. That's right, Veterans Day. And basically, let me drop a little knowledge on you as far as what that incurs. Veterans Day occurs on November 11th every year in the U.S., in honor of the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of the 1918 that signaled the end of World War One. Locking it up, your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, keeping you in the know. And it is actually known as our Armistice Day. There you go, lock it up, Armistice Day, baby. Happy Veterans Day. I know these pretend dreks like to say, oh, thank you for your service just to be cool. Your boy Roy comes straight from the heart. Thank you for allowing me to blow up this podcast with new, fresh, local, and damn worldwide. Hello to my 11 countries What did he say? You're damn right. 11 countries are tuned into your boy Roy internationally with our newest being Pala Italiano Italia, baby. Ugats. Stugazzo to you, man. They're opted in. Italy, I told you I was going to field the damn World Cup team. What would it be without the damn country of Italy? Thank you for tuning in. It's probably good evening to you. It's all about Hurricane Eta here on 11-11-2020, November 11th, Veterans Day, like we mentioned, here on a hump Wednesday. It's your boy, and I'm broadcasting like I do every day from the Paradise City of Sarasota, which in some eyes, we're all about the beaches here, man. It's not a damn beach day. Sorry about it. It's Hurricane Eta, and on the first segment of the show, we do get we take a half hour break in between the two segments. However, we do have a 2:30 Eta report keeping you in the know here. Today's show is sponsored to you by our good people at SRQT-shirts.com, a local online t-shirt company. Statement t-shirt is what they subscribe to, their statement t-shirts. Go pick one up at SRQT-shirts.com. If you do decide to purchase one and proceed to checkout, make sure you put in the promo code SRQTALK. It'll get you 10% off your total purchase. Lock it up, SRQTshirts.com. And we do have the 2:30 ETA report here somewhere. Let's see it, because it did get downgraded here to a tropical storm now, but there are hurricane watches. It peaked up to 75 miles per hour, declaring it a hurricane. But now NOAA on the 2:30 report is reporting that Eta has been downgraded to a tropical storm. Florida Power and Light are beginning to report some damn outages, man, in the Sun Coast. FP&L, as we know it, is reporting 1,010 customers reported power outages in Manatee County. There's been about 1,160 of the 1,010 outages are restored. All right, so 1,010 people are reporting outages, and so far they've already fixed 1,160, keeping you in the know here. Dangerous winds and storm surges are still expected. At 1 p.m., the National Hurricane Center reported that the system had weakened and was moving north to northeast at about 10 miles per hour. There are still watches and warnings in the effect. And since we definitely broadcast here, and since the number one audience anywhere in the world is from the state of Florida in the U.S. here, that listens to your boy Roy Bonita Beach, okay, to the Suwannee River, Florida, including Tampa and Charlotte Harbor, are under storm surge warnings there. Man, get a life vest or something, man. The storms are coming up on Bonita Beach and the Suwannee River, Florida, including Tampa and Charlotte Harbor. The hurricane watch is in effect for Anna Maria. There you heard. You heard that, Anna Maria? I know you guys are hard of hearing a little bit over there. Anna Maria Island to Yankee Town. What the hell is Yankee Town? Oh, your boy's all over it. Yankee Town was founded in 1923 by the Indiana politician and lawyer Armanus Knotts, who moved to the area because of the great love of hunting. Originally named for the founder, the present name comes from the fact that local mail carrier frequently and the vivaciously directed visitors to the settlement he called the Yankee Town. The Yankee Town is located, the outermost reaches of the town are located around the mouth of the Withalachie River. Log it up. The Withalachie River along the Gulf of Mexico. Okay, so from Anna Maria, okay, all the way to damn Yankee Town. You got a hurricane watch there. Hunker down or get the hell out. A tropical storm warning is in effect as well for the Dry Tortugas, Bonita Beach to the Suwannee River in Florida. Storm surge watch is in effect for Steinahatchee River in the Suwannee River, Florida. Tropical storm watch is in effect north of the Suwannee River to Osceola River in Florida. Hurricane watch means that the hurricane conditions are possible within the watch area, and in this case, within 24 hours, keeping you in the know. SRQ Talk. Interact with the show by dropping me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com, or better yet, interact. Leave us your voice. Let your voice be heard on the SRQ Talk Show. And let 11 countries, including 12 with the U.S., hear your voice. You go to srqtalk.com, hit the message button, and if it's any good, your boy Roy is going to make you SRQ Talk famous and play it on the damn podcast here. We're broadcasting a whole hour of top news and ETA reports. That was your 2:30 update. ETA downgraded to a damn tropical storm only because it doesn't mean that 65 miles per hour winds does not cause damage, man. That's major damage. But this segment of the show is usually taken over by sports. It's the SRQ Sports Show normally here, but since ETA is part of our lives here, we're trying to hunker down here for the next 24 hours and see what's going to be up, man. No one knows you about these hurricanes, man. Sometimes you get these tornadoes that are just as bad, too. But we do got, hopefully, the lights stay on and we can enjoy Eastern Michigan against Ball State. We got Central Michigan against Northern Illinois. And then we wrap it up with a trifecta from Toledo against Western Michigan. Lock it up. Yesterday it was about Ohio. Today it's about Michigan. And Michigan, you're damn right to listen to your boy Roy straight out of Dearborn, bitch. Eastern Michigan against David Letterman's Ball State. Let me see. Ball State is a favorite 8.5. Over under is 61.5. Eastern Michigan's 0-1. Ball State's 0-1. Your boy Roy is, let me see, as of yesterday, not good, man. The numbers aren't good. Maybe that's why they're not. As of yesterday, guys, yeah, big disappointment, man. We're 35-33, barely over 50%. We're at 52% there. We got three games, and we got another opportunity like we did yesterday. Unfortunately, we only went 1-for-3. That's 33% where I went to school, so that's not going to cut it on a three-game day, and we got three games here. Yesterday, we went at Wolseley. Damn Ohio. We got caught up with the nostalgia that the Ohio can't shut me off. Okay, the number two leading state by a far big number, man. They're amped up in Columbus listening to your boy Roy here at SRQ Talk. The downloads are off the chain there. So we got caught up, went with not the damn Buckeyes. We went with just the University of Ohio, not Ohio State, idiot. So yesterday was the Mid-Atlantic Ohio against damn Akron. Okay, they were laying 27.5. We knew that the Akron weren't mannequins, but we just got biased because LeBron, we were hating on LeBron. Akron still lost 24-10, but nowhere near that 27.5 was covered, man. Big disappointment there for Ohio, Mid-Atlantic Ohio there. And then we got caught up with Miami of Ohio, only because Big Ben Roethlisberger went to Miami of Ohio. And we love the damn 305 here. They got a Miami of Ohio, man. We grabbed the 9.5, and they got damn blown out, okay? The only ones that came through, you're damn right, Kent State laying 20.5 against that vomit Bowling Green from Kentucky, and I told you, they were garbage. So we got caught up with the two Ohio teams, didn't go really right. So it doesn't make – do I want to get caught up on the nostalgia that Dearborn's listening and is my only representative in the state of Michigan there? All Michigan teams today, man. Central, Western, and damn Eastern. Eastern, Central, and Western Michigan are on the docket today. Are we going all Michigan today? Is it going to be a damn all in Michigan? Let me see. Eastern Michigan, 0-1, man. They're getting 8.5. I don't like it, man. You know what? Your boy Roy's calling Ball State. Lay the 8.5. We're going to go our first lock of the day here, SRQ Talk, on a Veterans Day, 11-11-2020, Hump Day Wednesday. This game is in your college broadcast, SS, CBSS it will be, so it's not really going to be televised for People that got over 500 channels. I don't know where I'm going to find this game. I guess I will find it. I'm pretty good at that. But I'm sorry, Michigan. Okay. I know you're representing them there, and we do appreciate you listening. We don't want to get caught up like we got caught up with damn Ohio yesterday and lost two games just based on what they, because of our viewership here. However, yeah, Ball State's going to ball you, man. They're both 0-1 teams, man. We go with Letterman's Ball State. I think Ball State definitely has the better team, but, Eastern Michigan gate an 8.5. You know what? We're going to stick with our initial bet. We're going to go Ball State. We're going to grab Ball State, lay the 8.5 against Eastern Michigan. And our next game is on, I think this is on ESPN University or ESNU, whatever the hell that is. Yeah, no, the four-letter network is going to have Toledo, Western Michigan. I think they might have this one, too, Central Michigan against Northern Illinois. And Central Michigan is laying 7.5 against Northern Illinois. And guess what? There you go, Michigan. We're going to go Central Michigan, lay the 7.5. It's an all-favorite Wednesday, Veterans Day here, I guess, on the SRT Talk Show. We're going with the two favorites. And you know we're not biased about taking points. We take them and we lay them, man. And in today's because we're under the gun here, okay? Because honestly, I told you we're 35-33.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's not really nothing to write home about. But we're gonna have to amp it up here. We are halfway through the show because your time flies with your boy Roy here. So you got your two locks there. We're going Ball State against Eastern Michigan. We're going to lay the 8.5, go with Ball State. And then we're going to run to the window and lay 7.5 and take the Central Michigan team over Northern Illinois. And then for the late one on 8 p.m., because let me see, the first one's at 7. Then you got one at 8, so you're going to have another one at 8, and this is on the big four-letter network, that Monster Sports broadcast, Toledo against Western Michigan. Now, this is a damn good game right here, man. And you know what? I am going to go with it, man. This is Ohio-Michigan's crap going down here, man. This is Western Michigan's favorite 2 over-under is 58. You know, your boy Roy's going to call the over on this one. We're going over 58 on this one. Western Michigan against Toledo. This is your game of the day here. I kind of lean towards old Toledo, honestly, man. And it's not because, that my Ohio numbers are off the chain or anything. I don't want to get caught up in the nostalgia again. But Toledo's a tough team, but I know Western Michigan brings it too. They are favorite 2 over under 58. And guess what? We're going over the 58. So there you go. You got your three locks of the day. We're going to take Ball State over Eastern Michigan. We're going to lay them 8.5. And then we're going to take Central Michigan laying 7.5. We're gonna give Northern Illinois 7.5 points, and Central Michigan should prevail there. And then this battle right here, this is an amped up game here, Toledo and Western Michigan. I like it a lot. And with this at the storm happening here, we're hunkered down here in damn South Florida, Western Florida, baby. And we're going with we're not going to go with Western Michigan. We're just going to go with the over at 58 in the game. They're going to score galore. No one wants to lose this game. Michigan in Ohio, they hate each other like damn poison. They really do, man. We're not going to pick a winner on this one. We're just going to keep in between, tiptoe through this game, because this is a battle right here. It's probably going to be a defensive battle. Let's hope not, man. We're going to go over 58. There is your lock of the day here. SRQ Talk with your boy Roy. Listen, man, I got to go get some supplies. I got to go check on mom. This is not a normal show, man. This is the at the show, baby. ETA, call it what you want, man. It's hunkering down. It was at 75 miles per hour, category 1 hurricane. And now, as of the 2:30 report, Your boy Roy's reporting here from his sources that it's been downgraded to a tropical storm again. All that means is that it's down to 65 miles per hour. So it did slow up at 10 miles per hour. Doesn't mean much when it catches you blind there in northern Tampa. I'd be careful there, my friends. We wish you the best there. We're going to wrap it up here. We hope we kept you in the know. We hope we taught you some things with the damn Yankee Town. Now I know you know where Yankee Town is. The other day you found out where the damn country of Qatar is that is opting into your boy Roy here. I do appreciate everybody downloading and listening to the show there and representing for your state and city, all my countries. Thank you so much. There is no more. We're going to wrap it up so I can get Hurricane ready here. We'll be back tomorrow with episode 23. You just listened to season 2, episode 22, our hump day Wednesday. Tomorrow is our little Friday. You know it as Thursday's show. Keep it locked in. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk.
Oh, thank you.